Today's Amud is Yivamos Memhei Mabez. We're holding on Memhei and Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the word Shalchulei Bnei Beimichsi. So says the Gemara that Shalchulei Bnei Beimichsi L'Rabba. The people from the town of Beimichsi, they sent the following Shaila to Rabba. They asked him, Misha Chetzioi Eved V'Chetzioi Bein Chayrin. If let's say you have a guy, he's a half an Eved and half freed. Meaning, you have a guy who was bought as a slave by two Yidden. Two Yidden bought a guy together, Beshutfis. They bought a guy together, and then one of the masters, one of the Yidden, freed his chelek of the Eved. So now the Eved, now this Eved, or half guy, half Eved, he's now only a chetzi Eved, he's a chetzi Eved, and also a chetzi Ben Chayrin. So ask the Bnei Beimichsi to Rabba, if let's say you have such a person, who's a chetzi Eved, a chetzi Ben Chayrin, and he's Habo Abbas Yisrael, and he lives together with a Jewish woman, so the child that results from that relationship, Mahu, what's the status of that child? Seemingly they were assuming that a full Eved, Habo Abbas Yisrael, the child's a Mamzer, what about if it's a half an Eved? So Amar, so Rabbi responded, Hashta Eved Kula Yarminan Kasher. We paskin Alachol Ma'aseh, that even if he's a full Eved, even a 100% Eved, who lives with Abbas Yisrael, the Alacha is that the child is Kasher. The child's kosher, the child's not a mamzer. So chetzioi nibay, so then surely if the child's only a chetzi eved, he's somewhat kosher to the woman. He's chetzi kosher. He's only chetzi pasul, as opposed to a full eved that's completely pasul. Closer came, a chetzi eved is not gonna make the child into a mamzer, the child's going to be kosher. However, I'm Rav Yosef said back, what are you talking about? Mara dishmaitza manu, who's the Mara dishmaitza? Who's the one who taught us that a full eved, that eved v'gaya bel bas yisrael, that the Vlad is kosher? So the truth is that we had a few names, but says Rabbi Yosef, who's the Mara Deshmaitza? Manu, it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's the Mara Deshmaitza is Rabbi Yehuda. Now we know that Vahama Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said elsewhere that Misha Chetzi Yaveh V'Chetzi Ben Chayrin Haba Abbas Yisrael Oisa Vlad Ein Lai Takana. The child has no Takana. Rashi explains the child's a Mamzer. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yehuda says that by a full Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, that the child is kosher, says Rav Yehuda that when it's a chetzi eved, the child is actually going to be a mamzer. Now the question is it's a pella, how could that be? But l'maisa, that was what Rav Yosef pointed out, is that you, Rabbi, you're saying it's so pashut, you're saying that kol shekein, if a full eved doesn't make a mamzer, so then a chetzi eved is not going to make a mamzer. L'maisa, you see from Rav Yehuda otherwise. You see that Rav Yehuda seems to say that even though a full Eved does not create a Mamzer, a Chetzi Eved creates a Mamzer. And the question is how could that be? Says the Gemara, it so can't be that that must not be all the details of the case. Says the Gemara that ki itmar de Rav Yehuda, when did Rav Yehuda say this halacha? When did he say that a chetzi eved can make a mamzer? It doesn't make any sense. If a full eved doesn't make a mamzer, how would half an eved make a mamzer? Says the Gemara that ki itmar de Rav Yehuda kagoyin de kadesh bas Yisrael. It's a very specific case. That which he said that a chetzi eved creates a mamzer was in a very specific case. Very interesting how it works, but if you have a chetzi eved that marries a bas Yisrael, so he's a half free, he's a half ben chayren. So memela, there is an element of what he does with her when he gives her the ring that makes it that now they're married, because he has half of him that is able to marry her. So it comes out that he's half married to her and half not married to her. So when he lives with her, the nimsa tzad avdus shaboy mishtamish be'eshes ish, it comes out the half avdus shaboy, his chetzi eved chelek, which is not married to her, because by an eved kedushin is not typeface with the bas Yisrael, like we had in Amud Aleph. So it comes out that the chetzi eved part of him, the half eved part of him, the eved part of him, when he lives together with his new wife, that is chetzi ben chayrin part married, so it comes out the chetzi eved part is being mishtamish with the neishas ish. It's living with the neishas ish, and mainly the child's going to be a mamzer. So ironically, in this type of case, it actually works out. It actually ends up being worse when he's a chetzi eved. If he'd be a full eved, so no part of him would be married to her. She wouldn't be a neishas ish. She'd be still considered a penuya. But now that he's only a chetzi eved, so he's also a chetzi ben chayrin. So now when he marries her, the kedushin is chal b'miksas, and half of him is married to her. But But Memela, now when the other half lives with her, when he lives with her, so it comes out that the other half is living with an Eshes Ish, Memela, being that the child is born from an Isser, Eshes Ish, Nisr Ervo, so that's why the child's a Mamzer. However, ask the Gemara, V'amri Nahardai, Mishmeder of Yaakov, that L'divra Paisa Paisa Filu Bepnuya, and L'divra Machshir Machshir Filu Be'eshes Ish. We learned otherwise. We learned from Nahardai, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, that if you hold that in Eved, Haba Bas Yisrael, that the child's a Mamzer, so it's Mamzer even if the woman's a Pnuya, even if she's not married. The Etzem Isra of an Eved or a guy living with a Bas Yisrael, that creates a Mamzer. But Ledivri HaMachshir, Machshir Afilu Be'eshes Ish, but if you hold that an Eved or a guy that lives with a Bas Yisrael, that the child is Kasher, so then the child is Kasher even if the woman's an Eshes Ish, which means that even though if a Jew would live with this woman, the child would be a Mamzer, when a guy lives with an Eshes Ish, the child is not a mamzer. And if the child's not a mamzer, even when the guy lives with an Eshes Ish, so your teretz doesn't work. To say that the Chetzi Eved married her, so what? So what? Because now it comes out that the Chetzi Eved part is being with an Eshes Ish. If you hold that an Eved or a guy that lives with an Eshes, with a Bas Yisrael, that the child is kosher, so then it's kosher even by Eshes Ish. So who cares that the Chetzi Eved Shabbai was living with an Eshes Ish? Lamaisa, that still shouldn't create a mamzer. So that's the kasha. Now the Gemara just wants to explain. The Gemara just explains this that we have this big machlekes mamish mikatzah lekatzah. One man damer holds that an eved or a guy creates a mamzer even by panuya, and the other one holds that an eved or a guy does not create a mamzer and even by the eshes ish. So says the Gemara that ushneim loyam dua ella mi eshes av, that both of them learn out their shita from the erva of eshes av, which Rashi explains that the erva of eshes av is written in the Torah right next to the parsha of mamzer. So we learn from the smichos of Eshes Av to Mamzer, that the Mamzer is created from any Eshes Av type relationships. Any Eshes Av, any stepmother type relationships, Eshes Av, a father's wife, any those such relationships, those are what creates a Mamzer. So Mamela like this. Man the apostle, the man the Amaru holds, that when an Eved or a guy lives with the Bas Yisrael, the child's a Mamzer, it's because that man the Amar holds, that Savar, that not Eshes Av Dulitafsi Bakadushan, Havlad Mamzer. Just like by Eshes Av, you see that what's unique about Eshes Av is that Kadushan is not Taifis, and the child that's born from such a relationship is a Mamzer. So Avko Dulitafsi Bakadushan, Havlad Mamzer. So too, anytime Kadushan is not Taifis, the child's a Mamzer, like we had this beer Batsim already on Amad Aleph. Anytime Kadushan is not Taifis, the child's a Mamzer. That's why by Nevet, Vagoya, Babas Yisrael, the child's a Mamzer. However, Uman de Machshir, the one who says, the other man, like we had Rav Yehuda and others, who say that the child is not a Mamzer, it's because Savar, they hold, that Ma Eshes Av, Dilidi Deile Tafsi Bakadushin, Bala Achrini Tafsi Bakadushin, by Eshes Av, it's true, you can't marry her, you can't marry your Eshes Av, the Kadushin's not Taifes, but someone else could marry her once she's widowed or divorced, and Eshes Av, that is not Osir to the whole world, she's just Osir to the son. So Lafuk, so that's there, the child of such a relationship as a mamzer. But when it comes to an avik kachavim and an eved, where their kedushin is not taifis b'chlal, it's not taifis with anyone, it's not taifis with any yid in the world, so then maybe the halach is not the same. Maybe then the child is not going to be a mamzer, and that's taka what the other shita holds. But al kopanim, so we're still stuck and trying to understand this halacha. That Rav Yehuda says an eved of avik kachavim v'eved abo'av as Yisrael, that the child is kasher. And yet still we have a report from Rav Yehuda that when it comes to a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin, so then the halacha is that the child is going to be a mamzer. How could that be? How could such a thing be? If a full eved doesn't create a mamzer, so why would only half an eved create a mamzer? We wanted to answer because we're talking about the case where he married her, and being that he married her, so now he has a tzad avdus that's being together with the Eshes Ish, but the Gemara is falling off of that, because you see that the man damer who holds that an eved or a guy does not create a mamzer holds that that's true even when it comes to Eshes Ish. So says the Gemara, Ela Kiyitmed Rav Yehuda Kegoyin Shabbo Al Eshes Ish V'nim Al Eshes Ish, that the case of Rav Yehuda is not that he's coming and living with the woman that he himself married. That we already said, that if you hold that the child's kosher, it's kosher even in such a case. Rather, Rav Yehuda was talking about a case where the guy, let's say, lived, or the Eved lived with a different married woman. V'nim Tzad Chayr mishtamish be'eshes ish. And therefore, it's not that the tzad avdus is being with the eshes ish. That wouldn't be a problem. An eved or a guy that's lives with an eshes ish, according to Rav Yehuda, that does not create a mamzer. That doesn't create a mamzer. But over here, you have a chetzi eved, which means he's also a chetzi ben chayrin, and he lives together with Pliny's eshes ish. He lives together with someone else's eshes ish. So now you have the half freed part of him. You have the tzad chayrin shabai that's being together with an eshes ish. So it could be a guy's not doesn't create a mamzer with an eshes ish, but a Yisrael, a ben chayrin, creates a mamzer with an eshes ish, and that's the case that Rav Yehuda was talking about. So even though it's true that by a full eved who's together with an eshes ish, even someone else's eshes ish, the child will not be a mamzer. A guy in an eved cannot create a mamzer. But when it comes to a chetzi eved, being that he's also a chetzi ben chayrin, so the chetzi ben chayrin shabai is what's creating the mamzer, and that's the beer in the memras from Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Amar Ravina, says Ravina, that Amar li Rav Gaza, that Rav Gaza said to me, that Ikla Rav Yaisi bar Avin la'asrin, that one time Rav Yaisi bar Avin came to visit our town, v'havo uvda bepnuya v'achshar. And there was a story with a certain Eved, or a guy that was together with a woman who was not an Eshes Ish, she was a Pnuya, she was single. Va'achsher in the Ma'isa Rabbi Yaisi bar Avin Paskin, that the child is going to be kosher. However, Be'eshes Ish, when there was a story like that with an Eshes Ish, or either he said about such a case or the story actually happened, by an Eshes Ish, and that he said upasal that the child is going to be a mamzer. Amar Rav Sheshes, however, said that Ladidi Amar li Rav Gaza, that I heard from Rav Gaza otherwise, that Loi Rabbi Yaisi bar Avin Hava, El Rabbi Yaisi bar Bizvida. It wasn't Rabbi Yaisi bar Avin. You got the facts of the story wrong. It was Rabbi Yaisi bar Rabbi Zvida. And more than that, you got the halacha wrong. First of all, have Rabbi Yaisi bar Rabbi Zvida Hava. And also, V'achsher bein v'pnuya bein be'eshes ish. Even in the halacha, you got it wrong. You held that the child was kosher, even by eshes ish. Because like we said before, that the man, the Amaru, says that in Eved, V'avikachav and Mababas Yisrael avad kosher. That's true, even by an eshes ish. Says the Gemara that Amar Lei Rav Acha Braid Rabbi Ravina that Ikla Meimar La Asrin, a Meimar came to our town, Va'achshar Meim B'Pniya Meim Beishas Ish, also exactly like we said, that the man Amar who says that the child is kosher, it's kosher even by an Ishas Ish. Says the Gemara, bottom line, the Hilchasa, the Halacha is like this. Avik Chavim Ve'Eved Aboah Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosher Meim B'Pniya Meim Beishas Ish, that the Halacha is at any time a guy or an Eved is together with a Jewish woman, in such a case, so the child is not going to be a mamzer. Right? It's aser, you shouldn't do it. But l'maisa, the child is not going to be a mamzer. That much is not gonna be. The child's gonna be kosher. And like we said before, maybe the child's still gonna be pagam makuhuna, but the child is not going to be a mamzer. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Rava achshereler of Mari bar Rachel, umanye bepursei bebavel. Now Rava was Machsher Rav Mari bar Rachel. In Shas we have a few times Rav Mari bar Rachel, which is very unique. Usually you have an Amira, he's usually called by his father's name. Rav Mari should have been Bar Shmuel, or whatever his father's name was. Why is he called Rav Mari bar Rachel? So Rashi, in a few places I believe, writes that it's because the way Rami was actually conceived was actually through a guy and his mother Rachel. There was a guy who was together with his mother Rachel, and I believe the guy actually ended up converting, but since he was a guy at the time, so therefore Rav Mari is after his mother. He's called Rav Mari bar Rachel. So during this story, when this actually happened, so Rava achshere le Rav Mari bar Rachel, that Rava said that Rav Mari is kosher. He's not considered a mamzer, even though he was conceived through a guy in a bas Yisrael. Kosher. Mamela Rav Mari was to be considered kosher. That's what Rava paskent. Umanye bepursi the bavel, and he even appointed him to be a pursi, to be a gabai in bavel. Va'afa gav the amar mar soim tasim aylecha melech. And even though the Torah tells us that you're supposed to place for yourself a king, and we darshan from there that kol misimais sha'ata amesim al yu elamikara v'achicha, that any time you appoint someone to a position of authority, so the halacha is that he has to be mikara v'achicha. This is the makar that a ger is not allowed to hold a position of authority. Exactly what that means, the Pesach can discuss, but it comes from this pasuk, this drasha, that kol misimais sha'ata amesim al yu elamikara v'achicha. So even though he's a full-fledged Jew, a ger is a full-fledged Jew, the Maisa, he's not called Kerev Achicha, he's not called the midst of your brothers. And so says Rava that even though A person, in order to have a position of authority, like to be the Porsi de Bavel, he should have to be Mikarev Achicha. So maybe Rav Mari shouldn't be called Mikarev Achicha. Said Rava, no, that hi, Kevin de Imoy Miyisrael, Mikarev Achicha Karinim Bey. This person, Lameisa, his mother's Jewish, so that's called Karev Achicha. By a ger, where both of his parents are Gayim, and then he converts, so then that's not called Karev Achicha. But over here, where at least Rav Mari's mother, Rachel, she was a full-fledged Jew, so therefore, the halacha is that he is considered karev achicha and he is allowed to hold a position of authority. Says the Gemara Veiter that Avdi Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Atfla Lahi Ayvedes Kechavim L'Shem Intasa, that the servant, the Eved of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami, so he actually wanted to be together with a certain Ayvedes Kechavim. He was still an Eved at the time, so he's fully allowed to. And for whatever reason, he decided he wanted her to go to the mikvah. Now it happens to be that this Ayvedes Kechavim was in the middle of converting. She was interested in becoming Jewish. She wanted to be mekabel the mitzvahs. She just hadn't gone to the mikveh yet. Now, this Eved had her go to the mikveh, not for l'shem geirus. It was because l'shem nida, whatever the case was, it wasn't l'shem geirus, and he decided he wanted her to go to the mikveh. Now, Maisa, what happened was, is Amr Rav Yosef paskind, and he said, that yechilnu l'achshurei bo v'barta, that I could actually come up with a way that she could marry a Jew, and also her daughter could marry a Jew. Boz k'deravasi, she could marry a Jew, like Ravasi taught us. Ravasi said about a certain questionable geirus, or a geirus at least that was put into question, that maybe she didn't go to the mikvah, and Ravasi commented and said that loy tavla l'nidaisa, afterwards, didn't she go to the mikvah at some point for nidas while she was living life as a Jew? You're putting her geirus into question. But while she was living life as a Jew, didn't she go to the mikvah for her nidas? So, and apparently such a tefillah would work, which is something the Paiskim, the Rishayim already over here on the page, discuss exactly how that works, meaning there's halachais, the tefillah for geirus, it has to be in front of a bezdin, there's different halachais. The tefillah of a nida generally doesn't live up to those standards. And so exactly how this works is the Rishayim discuss. But that's what Ravasi said, that Lamaisa, she went to the mikvah for nidas, and that's going to be good enough, and therefore here also says Rav Yosef, that I could be machshir, this Ayvedes Kechavim, that maybe she's considered already a geiris, and Mimela, I could be machshir her to marry a Jew. And I could also be Machshir Bebarta, her daughter that's born from this relationship, because Avi Kulchavim Ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael, Avad Kasher. Because we know that the halacha is that an Avi Kulchavim Ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael, the child's Kasher, so even though she's now a Giyaris and she's Kasher, and she was together with an Eved, still the child is going to be Kasher, so Mamela, I could be Machshir her, and I could be Machshir the child. Says the Gemara, Hu Davu Karule Bar Armiyasa. There was a certain person that they used to call him the son of the Aramean, meaning the son of a woman who didn't really convert. The mother's conversion was put into question. This is the case that we just mentioned before. So this person's mother was a geiris, but the geiris itself was being put into question. So they were calling the son Bar Armiyasa, the son of a Gaya. However, Amar Rav Asi Miloi Tavlo Nidaisa, didn't she go to the mikvah for her nidas, and Mimela, there's no question about her tefillah, she for sure is a full-fledged giyaris. Hahu davu karu le bar arma, similar type of story, except this time it was the father's geiris, the father's tefillah that was put into question, so they were calling him a bar arma, a son of a guy, and Amr Yeshua ben Levi, milay tavu lekiryai, what do you mean, Avada, he was makbin on tefillah's Ezra, he went to the mikvah for his tumas kari, and Mimela, that itself, that could work for the tefillah, so even if you put doubts into whether or not he really went to the mikvah during the geirus process, the ma'aseh he went afterwards, and that would be good enough. So there's nothing to question about the geirus.